The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio, with your host, Cheryl Hongzermeyer. On our program today, we'll explore Chinese medicine, including herbal medicine, acupuncture, and much more. We invite your questions and comments during the show, too. Now, here is Cheryl Hongzermeyer.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Sticking to the Point. And this is Cheryl Hongzermeyer. My focus on the show is to let people know what acupuncture and Chinese medicine is all about. And today we're going to be exploring an area that is becoming quite the thing here. It's sort of a new kind of medicine that we're going to be discussing sports medicine and also, you know, orthopedic acupuncture. People basically are well versed in the idea of acupuncture helping with pain management, and but I think it's time to educate people as to all the different things it can do. And this is a wonderful field. I find it to be very fascinating, and I work with I'm an acupuncturist here in beautiful downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. And there I see a lot of athletes, and it's very important to help them as we go along. My guest is Matt Callison, and Matt's quite an expert here in the United States. He first started out with a bachelor's degree in sports medicine from San Diego University, and then he got his master's degree in traditional Oriental medicine from Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. And he has a supervisor for the currently he is a supervisor at the Pacific College.
You want me to help you with that one?
Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. But he also is a supervisor of interns at the University of California's San Diego Sports Medicine Center, and where they blend both Chinese and sports medicine together in a Western setting. So he's got some background in that. Matt's also has a background in helping professional athletes do better performance, and perhaps we can talk a little bit about that in our discussion here today. And I'd like to just start out with welcoming Matt Callison to our show today at Sticking to the Point.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Now, I think we should just delve into this great topic. I would like to know that I want you to explain a little bit about how acupuncture fits into the sports medicine scene. I know that, you know, a lot of athletes take these performance-enhancing drugs and all this other stuff to somehow help them get through. It just seems like what's part of sports is you always have pulled muscles or tendons or ligaments. You always have pain. And so could you explain how acupuncture you have found would help these athletes?
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, let me apologize to everybody because I have a nasty upper respiratory infection. So if I have too froggy and you can't understand what I'm saying, then please say something, Cheryl. Okay. Also, I'm drinking some very bitter Chinese herbal tea that's working, but gosh, it's not the most pleasant tasting thing, but it seems to be working as a great expectorant. So Yes, acupuncture and sports medicine. First of all, the first thing that you said about acupuncture being known as pain management, you know, I've never really liked that, and I think that's more of a Western medicine clause. Acupuncture in traditional Chinese medicine actually goes more for the cure than instead of just managing pain. It is something that you can actually cure a number of different illnesses with acupuncture in traditional Chinese medicine. It's been going on for, 5,000 years. So looking at it as just pain management has always been something that's been very difficult for me to swallow because it's much, much deeper than that. Now, with acupuncture and sports medicine, let's define an athlete. We could look at an athlete as being somebody who is a professional athlete, but we can also, in my mind, look at an athlete if anybody that uses exercise on a regular basis to be able to change their well-being. So it could be somebody who's 60 years old who goes out and walks 5 miles every morning. To me, that's the athletic spirit. They're using exercise to be able to maintain health. So in my practice, I will see professional athletes, but I'll also see the weekend warrior, and then also see those people that use exercise to be able to maintain their spirit. So where does acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine fit into that? I think it fits in beautifully because it's been used for thousands of years. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture is just one means of the medicine, as you know. So you've got traditional Chinese herbal medicine. You've got breathing exercises in Qigong. You've got physical therapy, which is something like Tai Chi. You've got bone-setting techniques, and you've got Tui Na massage. So what encompasses traditional Chinese medicine is actually very much what is like today in Western science, but it's just called something different. So traditional Chinese medicine itself is a very good medicine that can be able to help many aspects of what ails the athlete today. Now, for me, because of my background in sports medicine, I took traditional Chinese medicine and what I understand of it, because it's a lifetime study. I mean, you can't learn traditional Chinese medicine in a 100-hour class or a 500-hour class. You can't really learn traditional Chinese medicine even thoroughly in a 4-year program where most licensed acupuncturists. And once you get licensed, that's where the real learning begins, and then you can start practicing and seeing the beauty of traditional Chinese medicine and how it actually works on the body. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so to be able to apply that into sports medicine, I've had to be able to skew it with my own viewpoint, so to speak. And with that, it would be balancing muscles, looking at myofascial meridians that are imbalanced from posture or from stress is another big one. Organ-related dysfunction is another thing. So using traditional Chinese medicine and also sports medicine techniques, that's just my own twist on it, to be able to try to maintain balance or muscle balance. Now, that's I'm trying to simplify it as much as possible there, Cheryl. So if I'm not being clear, do you want to have maybe a leading question that I can be able to help out a little bit more on?
No, I think you're doing well. I think it's worth looking at the idea of balancing the whole body and the whole meridian system, because if you think about if anybody has looked at an acupuncture chart, you'll see how the points are basically going up and down the body, or there's one meridian that goes around, but you'll see that they follow the muscles. The venous system, the arterial system, it's all very, very makes everything more interconnected. I think that's one way of describing how the channel system works. But also, Matt, could you talk a little bit about how Chinese medicine affects, like, the neural part, and the hormonal, and I think that also affects the whole athlete. And
I can't really talk very much about the hormone aspect of it, but I most certainly can be able to describe how the research that I've done with it with nerves. And I'm sorry for interrupting. Were you finished there,
Cheryl? That's cool. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
all right. my research has been on the motor point, and now the motor point is where the motor nerve, the physical motor nerve, as it exits the spine, then innervates into the muscle. Now, there's usually one motor point per muscle, but then you can also have a number of different innervations within that site of a motor point. Now, the motor point is usually around the size of a nickel, and many, many acupuncture points are at the same location of this motor nerve innervation. And so with my background in athletic training, sports medicine, we used to go ahead and put TENS units, or these 2x2 pads or 4x4 electrical pads, over the center aspect of the muscle where the motor point is located, in order to be able to influence that muscle and how the central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, see it or respond to it. And so becoming an acupuncturist, I wonder what it would be like to be able to take a stainless steel needle, a highly conductive material, and put it into this motor point area, which has is got a lot of electricity to it, the nervous system. And what I found is that it could actually change range of motion. It would change muscular strength in certain circumstances. Not in all circumstances, but in certain circumstances, mostly in the sports medicine aspect, where somebody would have a strained muscle, or I'm going a little deep into physiology here, muscle spindle dysfunction, where there's injury in the muscle spindles themselves, receptors within the muscle that communicate to the brain, they get injured. And what happens is that that awareness then starts to decline, and acupuncture is an excellent way of reestablishing proprioception. Gosh, and then when you combine acupuncture with exercise, that is a really, really nice, nice combination. But, you know, again, what I'm doing is I'm just explaining it in today's language, where the founding fathers of traditional Chinese medicine have been doing this for thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know, they would do acupuncture and then have the person do Tai Chi exercises or certain postures, which is really helping with balance and such. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yeah, that is good. I think that, if you could work on a regular basis with athletes, I think that that's better. A lot of times I'll have some guys will come in, they'll come in during first hear about them is that they come in, they're out there training for, let's say, a marathon or something like that. Could you talk about a little bit about how what's the ideal way of working with an athlete?
All right. Well, Cheryl, this is where I'm gonna need to be able to break away and talk about how I do it versus how a traditional Chinese medicine acupuncturist who hasn't taken our program would do it.
Okay. All right.
So there's different trainings that are out there, and there's different styles of acupuncture that are out there. So to be able to answer that, I can only do it how I actually treat. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, then. So then if somebody comes in, like, for example, last week had a new patient came in who's a marathon runner, and he was developing iliotibial band friction syndrome, which is the pain on the outside of the knee from running too much. Cyclists can be able to get it as well. Now, iliotibial band friction syndrome, now here we are, I got my sports medicine hat on right now, okay? All right, so iliotibial band friction syndrome is often, it's an overuse injury, and it's often from a muscle imbalance that's coming from the pelvis. Mm-hmm. What happens is that you'll have one muscle on one side of the pelvis goes weak, and then its antagonist muscle or its opposing muscle then starts to shorten. And then that throws off the pulley lever system, and then eventually with repetitive activity, pain occurs somewhere along the chain or somewhere along the link. In this case, on the lateral side of the knee or on the outside of the knee. So if we can be able to go ahead and assess the pelvis posturally, figure out what muscles are strong, what muscles are weak, use acupuncture to be able to change the proprioception or the balance between the muscles. But then now here comes the traditional Chinese medicine hat. The person is much more than a pelvis imbalance and a knee.
Right.
You got to look at the person and see how well can they handle inflammation? How well is this person's digestion? How well are they sleeping? You know, how well can this person be able to handle the treatment that we're going to be giving? How is the person's spirit? We're treating that person as an individual in order to be able to treat that pain on the side of the knee because they're much more that pain on the side of the knee. So it's a combination of posture, It's a combination of acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, and physical therapy exercises.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, it's really fascinating how that's what drives a person often. But I think that, you know, they have found that more and more, let's say, professional teams are employing acupuncturists and people that are specialized in sports medicine. Could you sort of discuss as to how much is that happening now?
You know, it's an interesting thing because I used to travel with the Minnesota Vikings, and I went out and treated a lot of the Arizona Cardinals for a while, and I saw a lot of San Diego Chargers here for a while as well. And I think the bridge between the orthopedic surgeons and the athletic trainers and professional teams and acupuncturists and chiropractors, for that sake, is becoming closer. I mean, you're not holding hands yet, you know, but it is becoming closer. And I don't know of that many acupuncturists on professional teams, really. I really don't. I know there's a gentleman that works with the San Francisco Giants, a baseball team, who practices Japanese acupuncture. Very nice man. I spoke to him last year. Other than that, I really do not know of anybody who's actually employed by a professional team. So it is, you know, it's an asset, though. It would be a really good idea to be able to have an acupuncturist on staff. And I think the biggest thing that teams want to have, and this is based on my experience in speaking to different athletic trainers and such, is that they need to be able to have an acupuncturist that can be able to speak their language. So if they have an athlete that's injured and they relay the information to the acupuncturist, that the acupuncturist can then be able to understand it, and then the acupuncturist can be able to discuss their treatment plan with the staff. So then it's a team. And that's an important thing to be able to have, is that team effort. You know, then again, you got the liability aspect too, because here you got multi-million-dollar players. And so the staff needs to be able to really trust who this acupuncturist is going to be, who's going to be treating this multi-million-dollar player. So it's getting closer, but it's not holding hands yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think that we're going to be moving forward, I think, a little bit more. They've been doing some studies as to I read a study just recently where they used acupuncture with a pitcher and found that he actually did much better. He recovered much faster instead of going through like a Tommy John. That's just, it seems like that they use that surgery so much now more on these pitchers. And perhaps if they used an acupuncturist to work on that individual as they go through their training, they could avoid some of that surgical procedures.
Well, like with the Tommy, in your example there, I think I'm understanding you. So are you saying that to employ or to use a qualified acupuncturist in part of the rehabilitation, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that should really happen. And I think it is happening a little bit more. Unfortunately, what happens, and again, this is just my opinion, is that I believe that some of the acupuncturists that are referred to by teams are medical doctors that put needles in people. And what this is called medical acupuncture. And this is a 100-hour course or a 500-hour course that medical doctors may have taken in putting needles in people. And it's not traditional Chinese medicine. It's not really understanding how the channel systems work and how the fascial systems work. But yet it's a medical doctor, so therefore it's a little safer for certain teams to be able to do that kind of thing. I hope that one day that the conversation can be with somebody that really understands traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture can be able to be employed by a team like that, because there's so much that can be done with athletes during rehabilitation. Perhaps, in fact, most likely the best thing for acupuncturists to do, traditional Chinese medicine licensed acupuncturists to do, is a lot of research and get studies out there to be able to show, like, for example, you know, this pitcher's shoulder that felt better. I mean, this kind of stuff happens every day in acupuncturist practice. Miraculous things, magical things where you think, oh my gosh, this person got so much better quicker. Now, if that kind of thing could be studied,
yeah,
it could certainly be implemented into this Western-minded framework, because right now it's just more of anecdotal.
Yeah.
And that doesn't fly here in the West.
Yeah. Here, Matt, let's stop here for a little short break, and we'll be back, everyone. If you have questions for Matt, please call in. And but I think this is a very interesting conversation, and we'll pick up in just a little bit. Thank you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Caring for someone with autism can be full of challenges and triumphs. Wherever you are on your autism journey, we all benefit from good information and guidance. Join host Rob Haupt every week for a friendly show that will leave you inspired and informed. Tune in to Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests include parents, advocates, and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at Cheryl H. Radio Show at acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Cheryl Hungsmeyer. I'm an acupuncturist. I'm talking with Matt Callison, who's an acupuncturist and specialized in sports medicine and orthopedic acupuncture. Matt actually does international continue education for acupuncturists, and if you're an acupuncturist out there and are interested in taking his sports medicine certification program or even taking a continuing education, please contact him. Matt, what is your website for that, for continuing education and your certification program?
It's sportsmedicineacupuncture.com.
Okay. So if you're an acupuncturist out there and are interested in just really becoming specialized in this wonderful field, I think it's worth doing. Matt, I was wondering here if we could discuss a little bit about the resistance of orthopedic surgeons working with acupuncturists, and how can we work with. I've often found that a lot of times orthopedic surgeons are hesitant, or they'll, you know, if a patient doesn't want to do the regular surgery or you know, muscle relaxants or all the different pain relievers. Sometimes an orthopedist will say out of desperation, well, perhaps you can go and get acupuncture, but I don't really recommend it, or something like that. But I'd like to see us work together as a complementary, how we can help each other. What have you found anything that would help break the barriers that are happening?
Well, it's an individual basis. It's an individual basis. You know, there's going to be orthopedic surgeons out there that are going to try their best to be able to help that patient. And if they can't help that patient, then they're going to look at other means to be able to help the patient. But you're right. I mean, acupuncture is way down on the list of go-to people. Somebody gets a cortisone shot. Let's say somebody has a pain in the shoulder. They get an MRI and they get a cortisone shot and they get 6 to 8 weeks of physical therapy, which is kind of the way that it goes, the segue, how it goes, the sequence of how it goes. And if that doesn't help and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a surgical matter, then, and the person's still in pain, that's when the orthopedic surgeon, if they know of an acupuncturist that has gotten results before, that's when they'll usually refer. So, I mean, anybody, acupuncturists that are listening out there, I think if you can be able to write progress reports and reports to the orthopedic surgeon of somebody that you're treating or you're sharing, then I think it's a good thing, because then the orthopedic surgeon can be able to see that you understand the language and that you're applying a medicine and that you're helping that person. And I think that's how to be able to bridge is to be able to have better communication between the two, because, you know, I mean, think about an orthopedic surgeon that's gone through 12 years of Western science, and then to be able to try to be able to understand how traditional Chinese medicine works, it's very difficult. And so it's going to be easy to hold judgment on something when you don't understand it. Yeah. However, if they have a patient that says, you know, I went and saw this acupuncturist down the road and this person was really good, explained everything to me, and I actually feel a lot better, then that orthopedic surgeon is going to listen.
Yeah.
And that's been my experience with it.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that also, listeners, if you want to go back in time, I had a wonderful guest on who was named Aviad Haramadi, and he's a physiologist who teaches at Georgetown University Medical School. And he's got this whole integrative medicine component to their program there, and now there are about 60 medical schools in the United States that have that, where medical students can actually see an acupuncturist and different people who work can be part of the whole management of an individual, sort of part of a team effort to help people. And I think that you know, that graduating more and more physicians that are sort of get an idea of what acupuncture is all about, and that it's not any hocus pocus or some kind of weird stuff out there, that it actually is very effective. And plus, I think having more and more research associated with it, although sometimes the research is sort of strange, that I've seen with the double-blind studies and how you work with acupuncture when you look at the whole individual. But I think that that's going to also help, too, is, you know, educating more physicians as to the merits of Chinese medicine also.
That's so, right. Yeah. Communication. Yep.
Yeah. Communication is the key. Now, I want to just hear a little bit more about your certification program, Matt. And I know that you have to leave a little bit early. So could you talk a little bit about your certification program in sports medicine? What's that all about? And how's that going to make a difference?
Well, we're trying to empower acupuncturists in areas of traditional Chinese medicine school that we feel is weak. And in traditional Chinese medicine, there's not a heck of a lot of anatomy and Western anatomy and palpation that is discussed, or how to be able to treat musculoskeletal orthopedic sports injuries to the extent that we're doing, because you know it's just very difficult for a traditional Chinese medicine school to be able to put in so many hours, right? You only have so many hours to be able to fill with traditional Chinese medicine, so it's a branch, really. Our program is a branch of traditional Chinese medicine accredited schools, and we take the acupuncturist, and our first module is a lot about anatomy, and we show them on a cadaver specimen how to be able to needle certain points so they can be able to see the safety in it, and also how deep you can be able to go on certain points and how shallow you should go on other points. So that in itself is really fascinating for most acupuncturists to be able to actually see, because it's, if, like with acupuncture, you need to be able to get to a certain depth where that obstruction is, so to speak. Again, this is traditional Chinese medicine lingo.
Yeah.
And if you go too superficial, you kind of miss the point. You know, you're missing the point. So it's good training with cadaver specimens. Then that in itself will help the acupuncturist understand more on how to be able to treat a certain injury. Once they see a shoulder and inside the shoulder joint and the ligamentous tissue and the muscles that are connected with it and understand the shoulder joint musculature and the shoulder girdle musculature with the cadaver, and then to be able to apply acupuncture with it and learn orthopedic evaluations on how to be able to diagnose injuries, then it's very useful. So we spent about 245 hours going through from head to toe different musculoskeletal injuries.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, I have always found that would be a very fascinating field, just that whole area. And I really appreciate you explaining that, Matt. I just want to say, could you tell people how to contact you in the San Diego area for treatment? Could you go ahead and tell that, Matt?
Sure. My phone number at the clinic is 619-342-8018, 619-342-8018. And also the website, www.sportsmedicineacupuncture.com. This week is going to be my last week in the office. I'm trying to finish this book on sports medicine acupuncture that I've been working on for 15 years, Cheryl. So I'm going on book writing sabbatical, so I'll be gone for a month and just putting on an author's hat trying to be able to finish this thing. So anyways, if there's any questions or anything I can be able to do, people can contact me and hopefully I'm able to answer their questions.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for joining me here on Sticking to the Point. And I appreciate you talking a little bit about this important area. I think we'll have a break, and then I will also be talking some stuff about post-op orthopedic surgery, some of the things that I've done here in the clinic, how that enhances healing. And so we'll have a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about orthopedic acupuncture. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies, but 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Everyone is eligible for RX Savings Plus. There's no age or income restrictions and no paperwork. Simply print a card and start saving on your prescriptions. Start saving today. Enroll and print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I just wanted to say that there is a caller on the line, and Matt's hanging around. If it's specifically for him, it's Tom from Maryland. Do you want to go ahead and ask a question, Tom?
Oh, well, I was just going to tell you that I'm a case study in what you're, the kind of thing you're talking about, and I don't know to what extent this stuff gets documented. Anyway, because I assume there are others like me around. I play sports now. I'm in more than one baseball league, two at least during the season from April through early November, and I'm currently I'm 64 years old. And years ago, I broke my right hip real bad. It was a question of whether I was going to be able to walk unassisted again at first. Anyway, they did a patchwork job on my hip. And a few years later, solidified enough, they said, to do a hip replacement. So they did a hip replacement on that side. And I went on that for a while. And in the meantime, I favored that side so much that I wore the other hip out, so that had to be replaced. Anyway, so I've had two hip replacements, plus a revision. Anyway, so I have a basis for comparing, the recovery process from surgery with acupuncture and without. Because the first ones, I didn't have any acupuncture, didn't really know of a way that I could get acupuncture. Then the last couple of them I did. And I was, as far as the rapidity with which I recovered from the surgery and got back on my feet, the degree of mobility I recovered and how fast I recovered, it astonished me, and it astonished my teammates and astonished a lot of people. But anyway, that's a kind of a case study in it. I never imagined in the beginning that I would be able to recover this degree of mobility, and so the only thing I don't do now is I don't slide into base on my hip. That's a precaution I take. But other than that, I do everything in baseball, and so anyway, I would think there may be a few others like me around. And is there a way to document that kind of thing and use it for the purpose of showing what acupuncture can do? That's a question I'll throw out to you.
Well, well, it's commendable, Tom, that you play and you've got two total hips. That's absolutely amazing. Matt, do you have anything to say about this?
In Tom's case, this is something that happens, again, like I said before, day in and day out, where people are amazed how quickly their rehab is when they implement acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine into their rehabilitation. And to answer your question, Tom, first of all, thanks very much for saying that. I really appreciate it. To be able to help out, I think, is to be able to write your story and give it to the acupuncturists that help you quite a bit, and hopefully that acupuncturist can be able to put it on in some kind of social media, because the more that the exposure is out there, the better off it's going to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting how the old masters would always talk about their case studies, you know, in ancient texts. That's what you always read about, was their case studies, and how they, instead of the necessarily the research, they had their case studies, which were quite a learning tool also for people. Yeah. So thank you, Matt, for hanging on for just a little bit longer.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, that I think that a lot of I've got several orthopedic surgeons that may not own up to it. Maybe they will, who do send me clients who have orthopedic issues. And I find that, you know, especially I get sometimes clients from this pain clinic where they're just totally overwhelmed with a situation, and they there's nowhere they can go. And actually, some these people do really benefit from getting acupuncture from a Chinese medicine practitioner, because they're you know, even if it is last resort. I find that there was this one gentleman who, he was all frustrated. He was a golfer. He was very, very frustrated as to how he could, he had had like four back surgeries. And he came to me and he said, I can hardly move my back. I can hardly stand up straight. Can you help me? I really so badly want to play golf, and I can't be competitive with my swing. I just can't move. And so we started working together, and now he stands up straighter. He's an older gentleman. He stands up straighter. I've even noticed that his spine has straightened up. When he's lying on the table, the spine looks much more straight. And I worked especially around the muscles that came off all these surgeries. That when he first came, they were tense and tight and spasming. And now they're much more flexible. And he's very excited. He's out there every chance he gets. And he's golfing more. He's even more competitive. He's, you know, lifting weights in the weight room and stuff. And it's just absolutely amazing. His whole demeanor has changed, because he isn't stuck in that rigid kind of way he was operating from and he had four surgeries. So, you know, it's really worth if you've had orthopedic surgery, to come back to get an acupuncturist to work on you to help move the what we call chi, the energy and blood, and getting the tissue to heal correctly. You get your muscles are reunited, reconnected. You have better flexibility, and especially you people out there have had total, like what Tom from Maryland was talking about, total hip. There, this is a huge area. There are so many people getting total hips nowadays, total knee joints, even total shoulders and different joints. And it's really worth healing and getting better flexibility once that surgery is done, is to, you really heal so much better, and you have better movement. It's absolutely interesting how you can really heal. I think that there are many, many people that want to remain active as an adult, that play baseball, that are part of leagues, that play basketball, that play volleyball, that play all these different sports, soccer, but we always can be get hurt, or there are certain things that you do when you do a specific job in your sport, how you can always maintain a better movement with your body is if you get acupuncture on acupuncture. And it's even, they've even found that athletes in a few studies, really their performance ability with acupuncture has actually improved. And so that's something to always be thinking about. Like when you have any kind of orthopedic issue, that it's always worth going to get an acupuncture. If nothing else, to help relieve pain so that you can have better flexibility and movement in what you do. Acupuncture is very helpful in muscle fatigue and delayed onset muscle soreness, and it helps decrease contractures, especially when you do doing a lot of this sports stuff over and over and over. One of my clients had sort of like a frozen shoulder, a little bit more than that, his rotator cuff, his whole shoulder, and he was really quite competitive in his league, and it really stopped him as far as how he could improve and be more competitive. So he started coming to me, and we worked on adhesions that were, it felt like there were adhesions under that scapula, and that was what was really decreasing his mobility. And so we worked on that. Now he has no problem moving that whole that shoulder and being more fluid in his movement in tennis. So, you know, that's the beauty of acupuncture and Chinese medicine, is to work with that whole individual and how their motion. You know, a lot of times you have a lower spinal problems, you're also going to have higher spinal problems. And acupuncturists know this, that we work with this. There is a lot of times you'll have you know, when you have knee issues, your problems with your knees and pain and with the menisci and different things like that. You can actually, if you work with an acupuncturist and getting better, you don't need necessarily orthopedic surgery. Because the more you have orthopedic surgery, a lot of times you'll end up with a lot of problems with how the muscles are cut, how the tissues cut, and you still rehab a long period of time. It's really worth getting acupuncture as you get physical therapy, so that you can you can help with the pain management as you heal, but also it helps strengthen the muscles and the joints. So acupuncture is very good to do while you're getting physical therapy for anything. And especially like what Matt was talking about, if you have a frozen shoulder and you're getting physical therapy, it's important to get acupuncture in during that period of time. It's to work together and so that that person has better fluidity in their training. I think that it, you know, instead of having, you know, we can't use these performance enhancing drugs, that perhaps the use of acupuncture can help an athlete get through and have better mobility and are stronger. That's, acupuncture is very helpful. So one other thing is, if you have if you want to keep on walking, you love to just walk. Walking is the basic motion of a human being. And walking, if you have any stiffness in your knees or your lower back and it's interfering with how you move, how you walk, get acupuncture. And it'll help you use your muscles and your joints in a very much more symmetrical way. And we can also give you hints as to what you're doing wrong, how you're moving. A lot of times, I'll find people who get on the treadmill at the gym, and they're on a major incline, and they're holding on with their hands, and that is very damaging to the lower back and the whole structure, because that's just, you're not able to use your hands and your arms as a fulcrum with your hips. And so sometimes when clients come in, they say, oh my God, my back's just killing me. And I've been trying to increase my walking on the treadmill at the gym. That's like a red flag. I just, you know, and say, well, do you, how much of an incline are you working on? And they'll say it's the major incline. And my God, you know, it's just talking to them about how to let go of the machine, because you can't walk on a major incline and move very well. And so a lot of times I'll just say, okay, this is how you got to walk. Lower that incline. Move your shoulders, your arms, along with your legs, and you'll get a much better workout. You'll get, you know, you moving your shoulders and your hips together, you're gonna end up having a good aerobic workout, and you don't need this major incline. You're gonna screw your back and even your knees too. So that's just an important thing to know. Also, I see people out walking with these weird little weights in their hands, and that isn't exactly the best thing to do. Just let your arms hang freely and move your arms when you're walking. Don't use the weights. They're going to be pulling on your shoulder girdle and your tendons around your elbow. Just let your hands move freely, and don't carry weights with you while you're exercising and walking. If you're going to do weights, do them separately, and you have someone work with you so that you use appropriate movement and way of using your weights. So let's see. What else can we talk about as far as acupuncture is concerned, and with sports medicine? If you just get acupuncture as in itself, you're going to end up helping you also release stress. It affects your hormones, the release of endorphins. It helps the whole body work much better, so that when you I really encourage people who are under a lot of stress to exercise. It's that's the best thing to do, is to work off that physical activity. Just keeping that frustration and anger and constant on the go inside just will make you sick. So that's why it's very important to keep on moving, to keep on exercising, just to help release stress. So that's what I have to say about a lot of this. It's worth coming in and getting acupuncture on a regular basis. It makes a huge difference on you. If you have children that are doing a lot of sports, sometimes I find that, you know, these kids do so much better if they can come in and get acupuncture while they're doing their soccer, their baseball. There are a lot of young athletes that are trying to get scholarships to get their further their education, and they're using it through sports scholarships. And these young people are under a lot of stress and a lot of strain, mentally as well as in the just doing their sports. Young guys are trying to get scholarship in baseball, trying to get a scholarship in football or basketball, and they can only be helped if they get acupuncture. And I know that sounds bizarre, but I even had a young girl who was started having pain under her knee at her growth plate when she was doing huge amount of gymnastics. Children really really would benefit from acupuncture and helping them with their because of their development. That's a whole different thing, and it's worth seeing an acupuncturist to help these young people as they do these massive sports. So it's time to, we're getting to the end. If you have any further questions, please send me an email. Next week, I will be answering a bunch of emails for different people that have sent me questions about acupuncture and Chinese medicine. Please go to my website, which is Acumedicine, acumedicine-health.com. I have a lot of information there. I write on my blog on a regular basis. And so there are a lot of good descriptions of what Chinese medicine can do and how you can benefit from acupuncture. And I want to thank all of you for signing in to my radio show. And I hope you have a great week. Take care.
Thank you again for listening to the program today. Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with host Cheryl Hongzermeyer can be heard every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.